the Postal Service expected to post record losses this year as snail mail loses ground to email. The agency runs low on cash and struggles to pay its debts. California Congressman Darrell Issa is leading the Republican charge to overhaul the Postal Service. He spelled out his plan at the Conservative Heritage Foundation in Washington, where host James Cattuso asked him the following question.
Suppose you're the private sector and you are offered the job of Postmaster General with all the flexibilities that a private manager would have. First, would you take the job? And secondly, how long do you think it would be before you could make a profit?
God, that's a great question.
First of all, I would love the job, although I love the job I have now. Give me a $65 billion business that is stagnant to shrinking, that is losing money but can make money. And give me the stock option that goes with it, by the way. I can turn a $10 billion loss into a $2 or $3 billion profit while still giving people good pay if I have the flexibility.
That's Darrell Issa, the chairman of the House Oversight Government Reform Committee, and Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp, listening to Congressman Issa's speak at the Heritage Foundation, joins me now to talk about his ideas. Emily, good to see you again, as always. Why is he so confident that he can fix, or that his plan will fix, the Postal Service's problems when they're in the big situation that they're in?
That last part of what he said is really key. If I have the flexibility. Right now, the Postal Service has certain mandates it has to meet, such as delivering the mail on Saturday. Officials there, first of all, I haven't heard the Postmaster General say that he wants to give up his job.
Right.
But they say that they need more control. They need that flexibility, and ISA agrees. So that's something that he's looking to give to them, give them a little bit more control to operate more like a private business.
Mm-hmm. The Postal Service has to do a lot of different things, among them the Saturday delivery that you mentioned, the retirement funds that they've already said they're going to opt out of. What is Congressman Issa's plan call for specifically? What will it allow the Postal Service to either do or not do that they right now don't have to do or have to do?
There's a couple things, but when you think about it, his plan really hinges on the ability of the Postal Service to shed about 200,000 postal jobs in just the next few years. That's, again, something that the Postal Service doesn't have the ability to do now, but has said that it wants to do. Under ISA's plan, a control board would step in if the postal system was more than 30 days late in paying its bills. And then that board could basically do whatever it has to do to get back to profitability, including possibly striking labor contract provisions that say no layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, you know, postal unions, it strikes terror in their hearts. Democrats don't like that either. ISA says that's not uncompassionate, but the fact is there are just a lots more postal workers who could retire, that the service needs to retire because it needs that money, mm-hmm. but they haven't retired so far. And ISA drew a comparison with the Army.
The Army tells you you've got your 20 years, goodbye. You know, to be honest, the Army doesn't let you stay until you're ready to retire. They pick ages, ranks, and need, and they thank the people. It's part of their contract. They thank the people for their service, and they get them out, and many of them go into second careers. But they don't sit there saying, we can't lay anyone off
anymore. So he says current incentives just haven't worked. They haven't trimmed the workforce as fast as it needs to, and those people eligible for retirement need to retire.
What else does he want to do, or would he do if he were in control of the Postal Service?
He says that there are other services that the Postal Service could perform.
This is one of the few times you're going to hear me quote President Barack Obama and tell you he's right. Inherently governmental. But it cuts both ways. It's not just that you put federal workers into inherently governmental jobs, which is what the president talks about, but at the same time, you shouldn't have federal government workers doing and competing against the private sector.
So some of those things, he gave one example of, hey, we have this postal network delivery people going door to door. They could take the census every 10 years. I'm not sure how much money that would save, but that's something that would fit into a government job.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that people who still get mail delivered to their door are, in fact, costing the system too much money. If he were in control, he'd set up cluster boxes for neighborhoods like many offices and apartments already have, which means less delivery people needed, shorter routes, less gas. And he would also like to give the Postal Service the ability to end Saturday delivery. He says they wouldn't necessarily need to do it. They would just have the flexibility that they lack right now to do so if that was in their best interest.
What about the federal retirement deal? What's ISA saying about what the Postal Service could do there?
That's right. The Postal Service says that's a major thing. It's the only government agency that has to prepay its retirement systems. A lot of lawmakers are sympathetic. They want to give the money that's overpaid back. ISA, however, says that giving that money back to the Postal Service would be a bailout. And he says that the Postal Service withdraws the money now, it could run short in the future, might have to use taxpayer money to shore up the retirement funds. And whereas the Postal Service says it's overpaid the federal employees' retirement system by $7 billion and the civil retirement, CRCS, let me stick to the acronym, by many more, ISA doesn't agree with those numbers.
Any excess payment in defers over actuarial, over what they will pay, is only going to gross out at about $7 billion, call it 1 year's worth. But CSRS is underpaid by $3 to $4 billion. So when I get a net number of over and under, you're going to end up with a few weeks or a few months worth.
All right, so we get a sense of what Congressman ISA wants to do. What happens next? Where do we go from here?
ISA's bill is in his own committee, which means that there's a pretty good chance of it being marked up this month.
It probably will get a priority, yes.
Senator John McCain has introduced similar legislation in the Senate, faces a much tougher challenge there, again, because of these provisions that would mean that labor contracts might be struck.